This is CliffCentral.com.
Alice, good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you as we... What an incredible morning.
Good morning.
To begin the day, and most importantly, the president is elect. The country is in joy. We have people actually behaving themselves in parliament. And I must tell you, quite frankly, it's the most beautiful day I've seen in a long time. And it was lovely to see people congratulating, not shouting, and behaving like ladies and gentlemen that people should do. It is good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you, here on The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Now, the secret of the whole thing, you're never that thin. And you're never that rich. But my dears, we are beautifully fabulous. And it's good to be here on the show today with all of you as we celebrate a week of wonderful things that are happening in this country. We'll discuss the new special Nespresso global launch happening shortly. It's happening right now. The coffee from Southern Africa is now being brought to South Africa to create this incredible new thing. We're going to talk to Mr. Producer himself, Bernard Jay, about The Colour Purple and getting all these phenomenal awards. Seven Naledis this week. We'll have in studio Didi Nkunu, who is one of South Africa's, I would say, gems, who played Celie and won Best Actress. We'll have Tumi Maraka on the line, and we'll speak to the guys that are doing the most incredible things with Chicago in their final week. And then we're going to climb a mountain, and we're going to go with three ladies, the female team, the first female African team, or I think all-round team to attempt to summit next year, Everest. We're going to talk about an odd man out, and we're going to speak about, I must tell you, one of the best places to eat something good and to experience great food with Chef Grant van der Riet from Luce in Hyde Park, Southern Sun Hyde Park. So that's what we're going to do today. But we're going to open the show with Mr. Producer himself, Bernard Jay. How are you doing, sir?
Always good to talk to you, Alan. What an impressive lineup you have, but I'm glad to see you, but you let the oldest person go first.
Well, the oldest, wisest, you know, it is lovely speaking with you, Bernard, because it's so incredible to understand, and I've once worked with you, and, you know, you came to South Africa some 30 years ago, perhaps more than that, and what you did for the Civic Theatre of Johannesburg, which is now the Joburg Theatre, is absolutely incredible. The pantomimes, the work that you do constantly, what you've done for the State Theatre, what you just do in general. But The Colour Purple, you brought to South Africa, and seven awards with Janice Honeyman is incredible, sir.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much.
How did you do it, and what was the whole thought pattern? And did you ever expect this? It's the weirdest question. Did you ever expect this?
I think when you produce shows like I do for a living, in a sense, Alan, you must never expect it. But in another sense, you must always presume you can do it because you aim for the best and you make that. You're responsible as a producer to make that decision initially to take that particular product, in this case, The Colour Purple, and do it in South Africa. So you have to believe that you can make it work. But I think one must never expect it. You just keep hoping all the time, but the audience will identify with it.
But tell me something. When you produce this, and I want to go give people a backstory. Initially, it was meant to happen a couple of years ago. It didn't happen, and then it all came together, and seven awards later, and full houses, and you're opening again next year, or bring it back next year.
Yes, yes.
Is incredible.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to do with a show here, because normally in South Africa, you get one run and that's it, you know, and then it goes away. When we did it early last year, the demand for tickets, and I know that's a hackneyed expression, but it was true. I mean, the last week was absolutely sold out, and we had people at the box office fighting for tickets. So we immediately said, let's do it again later in the year. Fortunately, the Joburg Theatre had a slot they could put us in. Now we're coming back early next year as a kind of launch for the international tour, because we're taking this production with the South African company overseas to Europe and then to Asia later next year. So we needed to just put it back on the stage again, you know, with some new cast members, adaptations to the set. So it's lovely. We get an even third opportunity to bring it to Joburg audiences.
To work with someone like Janis Hanneman, unreal, unbelievable.
This is my 23rd major large-scale production with Janis since 2000.
Am I rude to say the following, that the two of you are stage lovers? Or should you have been married for the rest of your life? Seriously, the two of you.
The two of us are certainly theatre lovers. We're of a certain age. We go back a long way. We've had lots of experience. And I'm thrilled that, you know, at quite a late part of my career, I found the person who really is my creative soul to work with. I adore working with Janis Hanneman. And I also think she is the best director in the country to work with on these kind of shows that I do. So I'm very lucky. I mean, I'm extraordinarily lucky, but she's still chooses to accept my ideas and do them with me.
I'm very proud of you, by the way. I just think that it's remarkable, Bernard.
Thank you, Alan.
To
thank
have
you so much.
Seven awards and the accolades, you know, and so proud. And I must tell you, I've seen the productions. It was an honor to be at the Naledi Awards, and I was so proud to see so many wonderful things, and proud to see great productions, great music, and great accolades. That's the point.
And such diverse productions, which is wonderful. You know, the country really is presenting diversification in the arts that it puts on the stage. And there's nowhere each year more that you can see that than the evening of the Naledi Awards, where you really see the diverse talent we have. And it's very exciting for me, very exciting indeed on Monday night.
Yeah, very proud of you, and congratulations to
The
Colour Purple. The Colour Purple. Wow, this is incredible. And I must tell you, I saw it twice, and I saw it once when it first opened in New York City with Fantasia. And that's where I fell in love. And I must tell you, it makes you cry when they sing Amen, that last note, or the last words. It's quite insane. Bernard Jay, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you, my friend.
In a lovely way.
Congratulations. Have the best day.
Bye.
Cheers. And that is always good, because that is that's the Naledi Theatre Awards, and that's how you open, and that's how you open the show with Mr. Producer himself, all the way from London. That's how we start the show. We've got some team members from the cast of Chicago in studio today, and that's going to be fun. Hugo, Sibo, and Alexandra. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Sibu.
Yes.
Nkosana.
Nkosana.
I said Nkosana.
Yes.
Sorry, my click's not right. Give me your water. Nkosana.
Nkosana, yes.
So, I heard you can sing.
I mean,
We always sing before 9.
Do we, this is something we do.
It's
yes.
A stand up.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, what are we singing?
Benny Jay's stand up.
Yeah, easy. I hope he's still listening.
He's listening. Stand up.
Alrighty.
Have you met the great auntie of Earth? That's
the
me.
The great auntie of Earth.
Lift that thing up.
There we go.
So tell me. So let's say we had to sing something today.
Yes.
What would it be?
Well, it would have to be something from Chicago. I mean.
Ah. But
so we keep it within.
Okay. Well, so you go. One. Two, one, two, three, four, go.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be
Roxy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows.
Yeah.
They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. Yeah, I am Roxy Frith understudy.
That's how we... This is why we wake people up in the morning,
well,
to say, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. Exactly. What are you going to sing in the shower? That's the point. So, you've done Funny Girl. You're born in Queenstown.
Yes, born in Queenstown, yeah. Eastern Cape. Small little town, fairy place on earth.
It's a fairy spot. Mm. And then you headed yourself towards Cape Town.
Yes, eventually to study at UCT. Went sort of in the ballet stream because it seemed like the best thing to do at the time. But eventually the love for musical theatre just couldn't be blindsided eventually. So I had to drop out of that and take my first step into musical theatre, which I did with the West Side Story.
Which is super.
Yeah.
And then Funny Girl and King Kong.
And then King Kong, yeah.
It's all happening.
And then, yeah, and now the best show in town.
It's gonna be Roxy, yeah. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Sibu, tell me something. Someone told me, a little bird whispered that you could do something from that wonderful... what's it called? The showman, the greatest showman.
The greatest.
Yes.
Funny story. I mean, there's a song from that show. I've literally been singing for the past 8 months. Every time I have a song in my heart, it's that very specific song.
Okay, so
everyone is sort of tired of hearing me sing.
Yeah, that's could be.
but surely we can sing it together.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's the song?
Madame Gerard could join me.
What's the song?
It's Never Enough from The Crush.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So everyone stand up. Come. You see, this is audition. Bernard Jay's listening on the
Bernard's
line.
Keep listening.
You see, that's why everyone's in on auditions. Isn't it fun? Okay, let's go. Take it easy. One, two, go.
All the shine of a thousand spotlights. All the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough for me. Never, 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 never for me, for me. Never enough, never enough, never enough for me, for me, for me.
Exceptional.
I did not.
Guys, that's a come on. I know you guys are going to do Everest, but that's. Now, it's never enough. When you climb Mount Everest, ladies, we're going to get to you. But it's never enough. Never, never, never enough. Never, never, never enough.
Never enough oxygen.
For me. I love it. That is why.
Brilliant.
That is why. We made him sing that just for the South African ladies team to climb Mount Everest come March next year. How proud. You guys are the best. We're coming to you. This is what's happening on cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the damn fabulous. And that's how you open a damn show. Are you happy? Yeah, now you get it. That's excellent. Let's go to the one and only Daniel Janks. Odd man out. Are you odd?
Am I odd? Yes, I think I probably am.
Well, you seem like the odd man out on...
I'm just enjoying the wonderful free performances you're eliciting from people.
I know, how good, eh?
Cool.
You can't buy the stuff. I mean, this
you can. They're paid, performers, so they get paid to do that.
Daniel, tell me about Odd Man Out. We spoke to Russell Savadier last week at Daphne's Place.
Yeah,
the Autumn General Theatre on the Square. This is, again, the end of a run. It's your run. There's so many runs happening that are ending this week. But wow, it's you are lauded through the work.
Okay. I call it a dramatic comedy. It's funny, it's touching, it's cool, it's a love story.
So people that want to get the show, how would you describe it?
Didn't I just describe it?
Not enough.
Would it's you a like love story. To, it's a,
would
it's a comedy.
You like? Would you like? Well, okay, all right. You're a married man.
I am a married Mr. man.
Okay, a nice Yehuda boy.
I am a nice Yehuda boy.
Exactly. Okay, so how would you romance your wife until? Tell everyone why they should watch the show.
Why should they watch the show? I think it's a great night out. It's a lot of fun. It's funny. I think we have a decent message to tell as well. I think we talk about what's normal. Mm-hmm. Why do people fall in love? Why do people not fall in love? Why is love hard? And why should people care about what's normal and what isn't?
It's Odd Man Out, and the whole production, which is quite beautiful and wonderfully, and it's a small space, an intimate theatrical experience. But ultimately, you get a lot of people that just actually, you're right, it's an odd comedy. It touches on serious issues, and I love intimate spaces, and that's what you create with the show.
I hope so. I think that theatre can be many things. I think it has an amazing ability to be gigantic and a great show and have real mass appeal. And I think it also has the ability to be more intimate, to touch people, for the audience and the actors to make a very personal and intimate connection. And hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, it's an exceptional performance. How did you get into the business? And why? You should be an accountant. I mean, hold on. Let's think about it. Where are you born?
Joburg.
Okay. Which school?
Woodmead High School, actually.
Nice. Nothing wrong. Santa.
Thank you.
Okay, but you're a chartered accountant. Why acting?
Dentist, actually. I keep thinking to myself I should have been a dentist.
Okay, well, something like that. Why acting? Daniel,
Michael Caine has a quote. Well, actually, it wasn't by Michael Caine, but I was always told it was by Michael Caine. Somebody asked him if you have any advice for aspiring actors. Mm. And he said, if you can do anything else, do it. And I've always taken that to mean that acting isn't something you do. It's something you are. So there was nothing else for me ever.
Do you love it?
I do. And hate it.
Explain.
It's the best job in the world when you're doing it. It's the worst job in the world when you're not. It's hard. It takes a lot out of you. It's hard to keep going every day in the face of rejection, in the face of very small salaries, in the face of our industry, which is sometimes fails to meet the standards that I think is demanded of it. And it's amazing to see some of the shows that are coming out now, which are of an amazing standard, I think. So I think things are on the up, but it's a hard slog. It takes a lot out of you physically and psychologically and mentally. And
Daniel, what else is there? Sounds so depressing.
Isn't it depressing?
I'm
depressing myself.
Good
Let's
Lord
go back
have
to the
mercy.
Fact that it's the best job in the world when you're doing it.
Okay. But Daniel, I'm so happy that you set that stage, because it's actually, I think that what a lot of people need to do is understand that this is going to be your work. It reminds me a lot of what people do in life. We'll chat to Chef Grant van der Riet about getting up at 4:30 in the morning to make sure the pastries are perfect. And, okay, Lisa Gerin. Don't get st- you see the people that haven't climbed Everest, they're not going to have a thing to eat, and now all of a sudden they want pastry. They're carb-loading. How cheeky. Don't be cheeky here. I'm in the middle of a moment. It's very cheeky. But you get up and you're a chef, and as a sous chef, you know, you start at the bottom and you got to do some incredible stuff, and anything in life starts like that. But you know, you will still be a chef and be the best chef, the best actor, the best singer. By the way, have you not entered these competitions?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think I'm a competition performer.
Oh, okay.
It's just,
he's just arrogant.
Too much.
This is lovely.
No, not. It's just, I could never. I watch idols and I watch them waiting for the results, and I think I would probably fall down.
We
dead.
Should bring Gareth in here.
No, please don't.
This
do that.
Is cliffcentral.com. But we'll get back to that. But Daniel, you're right. Let's set the stage correct, because it's not illusions. It is not. It's people think they're limousines. This is going to happen like that.
I saw a limousine once.
Daniel's terrible, man. Daniel, can you sing something?
No.
Can you tap dance?
No.
Can you give me a famous quote beautifully presented now?
No.
What a dud. Anyway, thank you. Daniel Jenks, Odd Man Out is happening at Daphne's Place, and you can now leave. No, I'm joking.
Thank you very much.
No, we'll get back to that. But I want to tell you, lots of things happening. We've got to get this incredible person on the line, and I want to tell you all about this man. So let's get them on the line, and it's the ambassador for all the global Middle Eastern African stuff happening with Nespresso, and there's a reason I want to bring it up, because they have brought the most incredible stuff and coffee works to South Africa, and they're going to get a hold of us, and we'll chat to them in a moment. And that's the stuff we're going to do here on cliffcentral.com as we enjoy our day. And lots of great things have been happening. While we get that happening, Alexandria.
Yes.
Girard. Paris.
Yes.
You're French.
I'm half French, half South African, yes.
And you've been in Paris for how long?
I've been in Paris, living in Paris for 10 years now.
Now tell me, when you, because you did Cats.
Yes.
Okay, the musical Cats, yes. And not that you had a, like a, but when you did that musical.
Yes.
In particular. Incredible stuff. And what character did you play in Cats?
Well, I did Cats twice, once in French and once in English. First one was in the Théâtre Mogador, so I played the role of Tante Mile, Jemima, and Demeter. Then I did it a second time with the UK cast, the international tour, and I played, I was Swing, so I played Jelly Lorem, Cassandra, Tante Mile.
What's your favourite song from Cats?
My
favourite
song would definitely not be Memory, but it would be McCavity.
Ah, really? I thought Jellicle Cats and Jellicle Suit didn't. Okay, cool. So, in French, if you don't mind.
Oh, I can't remember. The last time I did in French was about 3 years
let's
ago.
Let's attempt it. No one would understand.
Would have
a lot of people
English.
Listen in French. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexandra Girard.
Oh. McCavity's a mystery cat, he's called the Hidden Paw, for he's the master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair, for when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there.
How beautiful. Wow, isn't that incredible? That's amazing. Alexander
Girard.
Oh, how lovely. Please do me a favor. Say Nespresso in French.
Nespresso.
Nespresso. Ooh, isn't the best? Coffee
delicious.
Is out of this world.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And on the line, we're going to talk to the global ambassador all the way from the Middle East, Yasua. Come put you down. Say the name. Sir, you're on the line. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah, well, we're battling today. I don't know. Sir, can we do this? We should be able to. But you must be able to say his name. You introduce him when we get there. Anyway, so on that note, Kupatu. How do you
Kupatu?
Say it? Kupatu.
Kupatu.
Kupatu. Okay, yes, good day. You see Kupatu. Can you hear me, sir? Hello. Okay, there's a small issue happening. Guys, can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning. Well, you know, it's called the gremlins. So, Hugo.
Yes, sir.
Madeleine.
Madeleine, correct.
So, yes, a boer.
Yak, a boerki, yeah.
Okay, can you hear
some?
Maar you can die... You play the cafe or
yeah? And a guitar, big guitar.
A big guitar. Mm. Where are you from?
Sasselburg.
Oh, really? There, but
yes, in the Vol Triangle.
All that yeah. smoke, yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
The Basakunda there.
That's right, yeah. That's okay. Why I've been living with asthma.
That's shocking. Basakunda ain't so bad. Let's give it. So now tell me, so now, you one of the swing role players, you in this whole wonderful production.
Correction, I'm not a swing. I'm on stage. I'm part of the ensemble.
I understand. We understand.
Yeah, never okay.
Let's never affect the boer. Boer yes. Okay, so on that note, sing a song.
I'll sing with my feet rather.
Okay. So you dance beautifully.
Yes.
Have you loved traveling? Have you loved doing this role?
Oh yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful. Like, especially this show, because it's so detailed and the movement is so precise. So even after 200 shows, you don't get tired of the movement. There's always room to add more detail, and yeah.
I spoke to Jonathan Rocksmith when he had left South Africa, and he was in. when he was actually in China, no, in New Zealand, and he said. The cars, but it gets difficult. And you said 200 shows at least.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, China.
Yeah.
Was it crazy?
Oh, China was crazy, yeah. Yeah. Well, look, you can put me in the bush and I'll survive. So, like, I can go anywhere and I'll survive. No, I'll make a plan.
He's such a boor.
But some people really...
Daniel,
Daniel, don't laugh at me, man.
Daniel,
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at him.
Oh, okay, no, see. No, no. Good.
Please, Daniel, help me here for a reason.
Okay.
He can survive in the bush.
Yes. So could I.
Okay. Right, just trying to understand, the man has travelled, listen to me, for the last year, around the world. Well, comme ci, comme ça. But... Asia. When I asked some of the company in the past, what is one of the most interesting places that they would suggest you do not go to in China? They said a place. Tell me the place.
What? I'm not sure if it would be the same place.
What?
Oh, the specific like city.
Yes. No. I'm asking not the whole of China.
No. Me and some of the band guys. We always would find a little pool hall because the Chinese cults, they really like to play their pool. So, like, we found some really dodgy little underground pool spots, which was very interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for that information. that helped us a lot. Thank you. But you love being a part of the production.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Oh, yeah.
What's the best part of it?
I guess being on stage and doing what I love, which is dancing. And dancing in a show that's choreographed by Bob Fosse, which has always been such a great inspiration for me. And doing his work, is I feel like I'm meant to be doing it. So
isn't it incredible to work with someone like Brian Schimmel, who actually knows your timing? And if something doesn't move, you got Brian just going boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. And I love the fact that he can actually stop the show and he's on stage, because that's exceptional. Yeah. And yeah, so I mean, as I said, the cast, the crew, the whole thing is phenomenal. It closes this week, Chicago, and we're gonna get back to it in a moment. But let's get to Nespresso, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, we got him on the line, Yasuo Kupatu. Welcome, sir.
You're ready. Hi everyone. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, sir. Are you well?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm excellent. So proud that you are launching this wonderful new coffee, and most importantly, bringing stuff from Southern Africa back to the launch in South Africa.
Yes, exactly. You're stealing the word from my mouth. I'm really, really proud to be here in South Africa this week to actually talk and talk about this program that we have at Nespresso, which is reviving origins. So, like you said, it's important for us to talk about those stories behind the coffee production, and especially because this specific coffee that we will be launching tomorrow is from Zimbabwe.
And why specifically Zimbabwe? And tell us about the cocoa and the coffee that comes from there.
So yes, you have to look at the coffee history from Zimbabwe. Back in the 1980s, this country was producing 15,000 tons of coffee, what we call specialty coffee, which is the gourmet coffee, the highest level in terms of quality. Due to political and economical challenges, Zimbabwe reduced drastically the amount of coffee they're producing. In 2016, we could realize that Zimbabwe was producing only 450 metric tons. So you can see how extreme they went through this economical situation. So, and the goal of those of this program, the Reviving Origins program by Nespresso, is to actually put back under the spotlight jewels that we have here in Africa, and Zimbabwe was the most obvious logical choice, knowing the quality of the coffee they are producing, and it's really with pride that we are talking about it this week in South Africa.
Yes, sir. Tell me, I mean, your love for this coffee, how did it begin? How did coffee in general start in your life? I mean, you live in the Middle East. I mean, you have the African origin, and this
exactly,
love.
So yeah. So my love for coffee started quite at a young age. I'm half Moroccan, half Swiss. In both cultures, coffee has a predominant place. It's really by joining Nespresso that I could explore and discover this fine drinking world of experiences that actually has so much to say and that we want to talk about more and more. Now, as my role of coffee ambassador for the Middle East and Africa, I have the chance to actually tell those stories on different platforms, which can be our different campaigns throughout the year with our coffee launches, but as well with you today, Alan, and that's really, really an honor for me.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you a small story because it's kind of funny. When Harrods launched this particular Nespresso and this coffee, which was quite divine at the time, George Clooney was there. And I'm not a coffee drinker. I mean, I'm Lebanese man. I'll drink whiskey, but I don't drink coffee. But I'll tell you the following, is that I completely fell in love with the way the machine works and the way the coffee pods work and the way the whole thing comes together. And that was quite some years ago. And when it was launched, no one thought you could put a thing in a machine and it goes to push a button and go brrr, and all of a sudden you've got a cup of coffee. And I must tell you, when I brought the whole kit back, it was so interesting for one reason. I actually started having coffee parties, people that could sit down and drink coffee, which I think is like, I thought that time was quite special because, you know, like 12 years ago, 13 years ago, that was kind of cute. And it's an exceptional brand and doing good things.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. And thank you for joining Nespresso at the early stage. That's really appreciated. Shukran.
You know, habibi,
this is what we do at Nespresso. Like we came and revolutionized a bit how households will consume coffee with a system of extraction that has been completely different from what whatever you could find on the market. We got inspired by the Italian machine and improved the way the coffee can be extracted in a consistent way and providing a consistent quality. And that's really important to keep. And I'm really happy you joined us at the early stage. Thank you.
Are you enjoying South Africa and celebrating it with a lot of people right now at in Hyde Park?
Listen, I have been blessed this week. I have met such amazing people throughout the week. I had really a genuine discussion with everyone. And, you know, we're launching this Tamu Kamu Zimbabwe, this first seasonal coffee that we are launching. And people, you know, have this emotional ties to Zimbabwe here in South Africa. And I heard so many great stories, and I was really happy to be able to share ours as well and to connect the dots when it comes to how we support the coffee farmers on the ground to get back on track, to revive this industry that was so important in Zimbabwe, and to be able to actually spark again a little bit of light in the life, in the livelihoods of these coffee farmers we partnered with.
My friend, have the best launch, and thank you for joining us as you enjoy this day. And remember, the importance of waking up in the morning without singing in the shower is to have a cup of coffee.
Thank you so much, Alan. I wish everyone a great day. And remember, we are launching the coffee tomorrow in all our channels in South Africa. Visit us. We will be more than happy to tell the stories behind this this launch.
That is superb. And we'll send all the people to you through this podcast. Thank you for joining us, sir. And enjoy the launch.
Thank you, Alan.
As they celebrate. Yeah, isn't it great? French, beautiful stuff. This is cliffcentral.com, and as you start your day, you know what, it's good to enjoy the day and enjoy the morning, and stuff happens, and we've had songs being done and beautiful things being sung, and things are happening. It's always good. Always, always good. Just because I have you in the studio, see, we stand up again.
Round three. Yes.
So now, when you wake up in so what would you sing for your papa, for Madala?
For my
give
Madala.
Me something ethnic.
Something ethnic.
Well, I could ethnic. I mean, I could
like
hey booty. No,
I would never sing that for my granddad.
No, I love it.
What would I sing?
Well, this is what we're gonna do.
Yes,
my brother, stand up for a moment, Hugo. Uh-huh, because, okay. You know, when somebody wins the best actress at a Lady Theatre Awards, like Diddy has, Diddy's going to come to this microphone right now. Hello, darling.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
Firstly, sweet mother of our Lord Jesus, have mercy on us all. In any respect. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy firstly winning the award?
Well, I
wasn't, you were beautiful.
But I wasn't expecting it at all. I was like a nervous wreck. I got on stage and I'm like, I didn't even know who to thank. I was just like, are you guys sure you made the right choice?
So what do you sing in the morning?
What do I sing in the morning?
Mm.
It depends on my mood. So if I'm like, if I need like a pick me up, then I'll definitely sing something from like Joss Stone or Anthony Hamilton. Like, I'm a soul, R&B, jazz kind of person.
I think we need a sing off.
What do you
think? Darling, have you been on radio before? We have to. We have to.
Okay, should I put on my radio voice?
You have to,
subtle.
Yeah, very loud. You know what? Can I tell you something?
What?
This is what we do. This is what we do for both of you, by the way. Sorry, you all deserve it. You know, this is Mother's Day month and the loud things that you people do. And let me tell you, you need to pamper yourself because you're very loud and very intense. No, but
I'll
but
think
you
that
are.
Is a compliment.
Trust me. So Skin Sense Day Spa would like to send you. And all of you, we'll get back to you now. Just for a wonderful treatment. They want to massage you. They want you to enjoy your body. This is why people sing on the show, because this is what
saying.
Everybody goes, Skin Sense Day Spa.
Skin Sense Day Spa.
Skin Sense Stay Spa.
Day Spa. Not you can't say the other one, yeah.
Skin Sense Day Spa.
And I must tell you, they do your nails. You're going to feel, when you listen to me, when you're done there, you're going to walk out. You'll find things you never knew you had.
Everything on fleek, flawless, mate.
Beautiful. So now you're going to sing for your supper, honey.
Okay.
And this is what happens. So I want you to give me something that you're going to do.
Okay, so what, like...
Well, you won the Best Actress Award.
No,
musical.
But go, no, Didi. You can't put me on the spot because I'm not like a trained singer.
My angel, you're on the spot. 3, 2, 1, cue.
I'm trying to think of a song.
Okay, what?
Don't you want to do a duet?
No. See, let's sing. You sang. What did you sing on Monday?
I love him. Look at this.
The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be. You can be Celia. I'll be the other one.
You'll be the other guys. You'll be Shug.
I'll be Shug.
Okay.
I'll just sing, and I'll find myself. I'll find my.
You'll way find
around.
The harmony.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a blade of corn, like a honeybee, like a waterfall, all a part of me, like the color purple, where do we come from? Now my eyes are open. Look what God has done.
Yeah, that is our song.
Yeah, you found the harmony just like.
That's cool, yes.
Mark, control.
Not rehearsal. Alan keeps having to remind me.
Great to win an award. Your first award, you were so shocked.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. The role is exceptional.
Thank you.
The show is exceptional.
It was really a pleasure, like an honor, honestly, to be nominated amongst such exceptionally seasoned and skilled theater practitioners, performers, technicians, creatives. So it was like a humbling experience, but it was also just like, wow, I'm next to these people who are making such extraordinary South African theatre. Mm. And it was just exciting.
I'm so happy you worked with someone like Nao. Incredible.
Yeah. We're from the same place. We're from Klagsdorp.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the same high school. Yeah. And so the funny thing is me and Nao, so we were outcasts when we were in high school. And
now you like
it. And now we're like, yeah! And when we were sad, we'd
okay, guys, like I promise you,
together.
You one day we will learn how. But I love your role. Seriously, Oprah would love this. This would be the Oprah moment where you go like, child, you're finding something, you're doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm really proud. Well done.
Thank you.
And the show's exceptional.
Thank you.
If people don't see the show, they won't understand a few elements that I want to talk to you about right now. Mm-hmm. It is not about men and women or slavery or black and white. It is about people coming together and empowering each other. That's what the show represents. And if you think that you're going to watch The Color Purple and it's going to be about a woman or a man or being abused or slavery, it's about people that actually have a voice, has space, and absolutely create beautiful things.
Yeah, it's incredibly.
And incredibly brings people together.
Yeah.
I must tell you, I saw Avenue Q obsessed with. I was obsessed.
It was amazing. Okay. Ashley was amazing.
They're all amazing.
Yes.
But incredible. And I think it's well deserved that 7 awards later, everyone could see it in every direction. Well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Best Actress.
Thank you.
The Color Purple.
Thank you. And I just want to like say thank you to those who actually came frequently to support the show. There were people who came like more than once, more than twice, and each time they came with more people or different people who they felt would resonate with the show. And that kind of support is like we need that in theater. We need people to get back into the culture of watching theater again and watching live performances. You know,
I saw it, as I've said, twice in South Africa and once when it opened with Fantasia in New York around that time. So I love the reference.
Yeah.
And I know that I sit with a friend of mine who's controlling my desk, but, he's more like Mr. Producer himself,
but he's
obsessed with the show. And so we're going to see it when it opens again in March next year. Well done. Congratulations, Didi. I'm going to get you to move and take that off because we're going to get someone to sing at the end.
Yes.
But I want to bring in... Before we bring in the most incredible team, we have time, I want to bring in Grant van der Riet. executive chef of the incredible Luce in Hyde Park. Grant?
Yes.
I know you married a nice girl from up country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with you.
Oh, cool.
My life partner would be very upset.
Yeah.
But we're both obsessed with you. We want to make love to your food. Is that humanly possible?
To my food, yeah.
No, man, not to you. I'm talking about the food.
So am I.
Grant, I'm just telling you, it was so wonderful to go to your spot, and I want to bring it up because it's hard to find great places where you have such incredible, firstly, variety of food and the way you do it. And this is Southern Sun, Soho Sun's Hyde Park restaurant, Luce, which is quite superb. And I want to just begin from beginning to end how this whole thing was put together, every single dish. When we decided to go to sleep that night, we just looked at each other. We're like, don't even touch. We're completely satisfied. And well done.
Thank you.
What is on the menu? What is on the winter menu? What is the stuff that people should be having? Firstly, I don't eat meat, but the pork belly looked out of this universe.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Okay.
The
yeah.
lamb, obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm talking, this is a word of mouth watching someone eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I thought to myself, well, if you're that passionate, we should be, you know, that was incredible stuff. But I also want to go through all your starters, the calamari, it's incredible stuff. So tell me, what is your signature dishes on that menu?
The new menu, the signature, there's more now than I had before. So the lamb, the lobster, so the tortellini, the lamb, the pork, also those are the, some of the best dishes that I got now. The pork, so that took, there was a lot of work going into that. So I wanted to do something a bit different with the belly. So, because I've enjoyed the belly of pork. Okay. So, I sat down with one of my suppliers and a few guys, and we came up with a few recipes, and it was going well. And then we came up with an idea to smoke it. So smoking the belly for 24 hours, mm-hmm. take it out, we rest it, we rub that with mustard, some thyme, and then that goes back into the oven at 130 degrees for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. Back out, we rest it, we vacuum seal it with the juices in. So that's a long...
Guys, the process is incredible. Yeah. The tortellini, incredible. The whole thing, incredible.
So the pork dish from start to finish will take about 2 days.
And the lamb, 4 days, you said?
No. Huh? Lamb...
But pork, 4 days.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
I think I was there talking about the one of the beef dishes. So I don't have that now, but that took 4 days from the brine to the pork beef. Will mix for see, 4 days. Yeah.
It's insane. I told you.
Oh. Yeah.
Look at my weight problem. The thin, the rich. We can never be thin. Never, never, never be thin.
The lobster tortellini. Oh. So that you know, I have an obsession with pasta with tortellini, mm-hmm. especially with that one. You know, you have to make it right. Mm-hmm. You got to make it right.
Yeah, al dente stuffed beautifully. The sauce. I love the touch of mushroom. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with food. That's why I have to bring it in just to remind people how it all works. Otherwise, they'd say, "Look, what are you doing with yourself?"
Yeah.
So just the whole experience was incredible, and I was so happy last week to discuss the Constantia White that was also launched there. So just a great shout out to, and it's important that Southern Sun Hyde Park really does exceptional stuff, and I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. The food was, your desserts. I just want to just tell anybody, if you really want to binge and you want to take yourself out for something special, go there. Trust me.
Yeah, thank you.
This one.
Open after this.
Oh. So we open now.
Maybe we should all just go around.
Daniel, yeah, no, odd man out. You're going to be odd man out. Yeah. It really, really is exceptional. Now listen, before we get the quiet, now we have to make a deal.
Yeah.
Can you and I make a deal, Grant?
Let's make a deal.
We got a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Lebanese. You know, listen, I'm from Mayfair, born in Mayfair. Not London Mayfair. Mayfair in the middle of Joburg.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're from the south.
Yeah.
And we've got four ladies. Okay? Ladies. Up we go. Up you go. Come sit in. Okay. They're going to Mount Everest. And we've got a car below them.
Yeah.
So I think we need to arrange something very special for these three magnificent ladies. I know there's four, but three that are here, dear. All four of you are going. Take seats, take seats, take seats. Don't worry. We started 4 minutes late. We've got another 8 minutes left. You stay there.
Yeah.
Chef, and by the way, all the singers in the background. And odd man out, Daniel Jangs, you can sit right here. But so get ready, because we're going to cobble it. We're going to give them stuff. We're going to let them eat. Because these four South African women are doing Everest come March next year. Ladies, Team Everest, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Lisa Gearing.
Gearing.
Tumi Mahalele.
Mahalele.
Sweet Jesus. I don't have my glasses. I left it at home. Things happen.
Okay, try my name.
And Dushan Daisel.
Dushan Daisel.
Okay. Yes. Lovely that you're all here in studio with us.
Thank you.
What the hell are you doing? Do you have children? And who's your life insurance policy? Who holds your life? Why? Why would you do this?
Because it's there.
Because the mountain is there.
Opportunity was too big.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you do, Lisa?
I work in the entrepreneurial space with a gentleman called Brian Walsh and the Real Entrepreneur Institute. We've got an educational and learning platform for entrepreneurs to teach them and help them and mentor them how to build businesses.
They climb a mountain. Everest, let's begin there. Tumi.
I'm an entrepreneur in renewable energy. I run two businesses, one lithium ion battery assembly in South Africa, and then a project developer.
Dushan.
I'm also an entrepreneur, so my business is in the human capital space where we work in people development, and we've basically got a digital platform called the PPT Coaching System, which helps with continuous feedback and coaching, which is what replaces the annual performance review.
We're very proud in this country, just this week, the news that we've summited.
Yes.
And great news, and the president was so proud to speak about it, actually, President Cyril Ramaphosa. With Sia. But there's a sad part of the story because Sia has, there's someone that's not with them on the journey.
Yeah, so Sarah got to the summit of Everest after four attempts, actually, on the 16th of May this year. And it's one of those things that if you tackle a high altitude peak, there is likely to be casualty or fatality. And I think the season is no different. You obviously don't want to go in knowing that's going to happen, but it is an unfortunate, it's a high risk activity. Mm. So there is the unfortunate byproduct of fatalities do happen.
There's no mockery in this. But why?
Why what?
I know you say it's because it's there.
I never said that.
I said it. Well, for me, I'll start for me because I've been on two previous Everest expeditions. And my second attempt got me to 8,300 meters on the mountain, which is 500 and almost 50 vertical meters from the top. So I was fairly close, and so for me, it's unfinished business. It's the fact that the mountain is still there, and and I've been a mountaineer for over 20 years, and it really is just one of those.
How did you start?
So I was part of the first South African expedition to go to Mount Everest.
With Cathy Adado's.
Yeah, it's about 24 years
ago
now.
That's 24 years ago, huh?
Yeah.
She looks good, eh?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I was 12.
What's on that mountain?
So that team got the first got our new democratic flag to the top of the mountain.
That's true.
And I went through a selection process to be on that team. And but because I was so new to it, we were all new, but I literally had no climbing experience apart from Mount Meru and Kilimanjaro. So I went to learn. So on my first expedition, I got up to 6,500 meters. And that's also that season that like Hollywood makes a movie about now, every 5 years, the season on Everest that most people would have talked about, listened to, watched on TV and so on, is the season that I set foot on Everest for the first time.
Sure. That's incredible. Lisa.
So I'm different to my fellow team members. I haven't dreamt about climbing Everest since I was a little girl. I never wanted to climb Everest, is the truth of the matter. But I started climbing with Ronnie Moore of Adventures Global, who's doing our logistics, in 2010 on Kilimanjaro, and disliked it intensely and told everyone that would listen that you'd never catch me on another mountain in this lifetime or any other lifetime ever, ever. And then changed my mind and went to Everest Base Camp. Listen, and things changed.
Time is short here, but I want to share one thing with you. I did Sony Pass and Maluti's from the bottom of the Underberg. It was the worst experience of my life. If you ever see me
climb
a mountain, obviously on foot. Yes,
so you can drive up there.
I know. We actually walked it with actually the SA Chefs Association.
Well done. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
cool. So just quickly to
but not for me.
Just to end off. So yeah, I've been climbing with Ronnie since 2010. When these ladies put this team together, Ronnie offered me the opportunity and I couldn't say no.
To me.
Okay. My first mountain was Mount Mulanje in Malawi. I had a fantastic time. It was a bit hard. And I thought I was gonna be climbing a lot more mountains, but it took a number of years before I did Kilimanjaro. But I enjoyed that as well. Went on to climb some more. But I was hoping that I'll do Kilimanjaro at some, and I will do Mount Everest at some point in the future. So maybe 5 years down the line. But as Lisa says, the opportunity came. I got to know about the Everest 2020 ladies team, and we were at an event that was celebrating high mountain climbing by women in Pretoria. It was organized by Summits with Their Papers. Alda Waddell, she is not here with us today. She was actually talking, and so was Deshan. And I went to speak to them afterwards and said, look, is there a possibility that I could join? For me, it was like the opportunity is there here and now. And a team setup is much more favorable to me, because then we look at this as a team effort. And for me, that was a big plus, and so I made my way into the team.
Guys, I'm so proud of the four of you, and I want to just say one thing. That firstly, I have Sia next to me, and I love Sia, because we're going to get you on Gareth Cliff's morning show, and we're going to do some incredible stuff with you guys.
Cool.
We actually want to endorse you and support you, and I'm telling you now, Grant van der Riet, the chef, the one incredible chef from the Hyde Park, Southern Sun, Soho Sun, they're going to be feeding you on the way.
Yeah.
Not on the way, but like before,
okay,
just to fatten
fantastic.
You up. There's lots of love coming all the way from them. And I want to just add to this live read, which is really important, because you're all going to the one and only Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia. All of you.
Yes. Fantastic.
And listen to me, you've got to tweet, Twitter, do all that, all the birdie things. Okay. And you all go.
Oh, fantastic.
So the whole thing is that, but I want you to have a massage before you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Grant,
it's the best thing.
You're going to make them the best food, huh?
Yeah.
Because the food is the dessert. Oh, my Lord. I'm serious. I've got my trellis coming out of every single corner. Don't laugh. Don't worry. My husband loves me. He's thin. It works that way. And guys, I'm just so happy that you have all been here with me. Daniel Jenks, come here. I just want to see you, the odd man out. A superb Yehudi actor that is doing so well.
Not sure it's relevant.
Where?
Jewishness. Is my Jewishness really?
No, I'm joking. It was a joke, Daniel. Don't take it so seriously, John.
I'm very serious, this.
Okay. Odd Man Out. It closes this weekend.
Saturday, last show.
At Daphne's Place, the Orton General Theatre on the Square. And, of course, it's a great cast and lots of great things happening. People must go and see it.
It's a lot of fun. Please come.
Absolutely. And then we've got the one and only Chicago happening. Also closes this week before it goes all overseas. Please come and join me here very quickly, Alexandra.
Yes.
Because remember, Chicago is all that jazz.
All that jazz, of course.
And all that fun. And Samantha Pio and Carmen Pretorius and just some of the best cast members. Out of this world, okay? And then you're going off to Germany, and then you're off to
Austria
and lots of stuff happening.
Yeah, very exciting tour.
That's exceptional. Okay,
we close on Sunday.
I know, so you ain't going to see this. Okay, you're not going to see the show. Yeah. Okay, so don't leave that. I want to just add to... Didi, come here, darling! Never be late, honey.
Never ever again.
I love you.
Is that better?
Best actress in a musical in the Lady Awards. Colour Purple. You're coming back in March.
Yes. You're 2020 next year, March, at the Joburg Theatre.
But Junk, what are you doing next?
Well, people can expect me in Mzansi Magic, a show called The Throne. So my character returns.
I
and
know
Rocky
you.
Horror!
I know. And are you doing Rocky?
That's I'm playing Janet.
I love it. Mark Tegney, we're going to work here now. But sorry. You're going to come back in for that. Yes. Aditi, I'm so proud of you. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. And I just want to just thank everyone for being here. Don't miss all the magical stuff happening all over. Thank you, the Lady Theatre Awards. It's been superb. Team Everest, we're with you. Don't worry.
Thank you.
We've got your stuff. And this is how we're going to end the show. Grand Funderit, don't forget, we're going to feed them. Guys, I'm going to fill this space. The best place at Hard Bog. But we're going to close like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. This is Alan Ford. It's CliffCentral.com. It's the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Have a best day. CliffCentral.com.